We worship Christ, our Lord. We worship Christ, our Lord. We lift our hands to Him today. We worship Christ, our Lord. We worship Christ, our Lord. We worship Christ, our Lord. We lift our hands to Him today. We worship Christ, our Lord. Daily I shall worship Thee, Lamb of God, who died for me, who extended endless mercy. Oh, daily I shall worship Thee. Daily I shall worship Thee. Oh, daily I shall worship Thee, Lamb of God, who died for me, who extended endless mercy. Oh, daily I shall worship Thee. Daily I shall worship Thee. We worship Christ, our Lord. We worship Christ, our Lord. We lift our hands to Him today. We worship Christ, our Lord. We magnify Your name. We magnify Your name. We our hands to Him today. We magnify Your name. We give You all the praise. We give the praise. We lift our hands to Him today. We give Him all the the praise. Oh, daily I shall worship thee, Lamb of God, who died for me, who extended endless mercy. Oh, daily I shall worship thee. Oh, daily I shall worship thee. Father in heaven, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your many blessings, Lord. We want to thank you for your love. We want to thank you for your kindness. And we thank you definitely for your tender mercy. We thank you for another opportunity to come before your presence with singing, to come before your presence to magnify your name, to come before your presence to lift up your name. We thank you for another day that you have made. We thank you for life this morning. We thank you for help this morning. We thank you for strength this morning. We thank you for allowing us to rise up this morning with our right minds. We thank you for God calling us up early this morning to call ourselves out of our beds, out of our place of comfort, God, to come seek your face, to come kneel before you, come pray to you, God, and to come worship you, O God, in spirit and in truth. God, my song, oh God, that you gave me this morning is that we worship you. We magnify you. We glorify your name. We give you all the glory. We give you all the praise. We give you all the honor, God, because that is the desires of our hearts. Each and every single day, God, it's our endeavor, God, to magnify you and glorify you. And so we daily, God, seek after your face, oh God, to worship you and adore you, oh God. Because you said when they worship you, God, they must worship you in spirit and in truth. And God, you also told us that you yearn, oh God, and you long for a day when the people will worship you in spirit and in truth. No longer, God, will we do things out of rituals. No longer would they do things just because that was the law of the time. But that you will write your commandments. You will write your promises. You will write your word on the tables of our hearts, God, so that you would dwell in us and that we could abide in you, oh God, and your word would be able to abide in us, God, and we would have a personal, direct relationship with you, God. No longer would we have to go to a priest. No longer would someone else go into the holies of holies on our for our case. But, God, we would be able to come before you, boldly before your throne of grace, to get into your presence, to get into your glory, to make your name glorious in our sight, God, and for you to come down and inhabit and dwell with your people. So daily, God, we seek your face, Lord. Daily, God, we worship and adore you, God. Daily, God, we seek after your face, God, because it's you where we belong. It's sure in your presence, oh God, is where we need to be. In your presence, Lord, there is fullness of joy. There is hope forevermore, God. And so, God, we worship you, God, today. Hallelujah. Glory to your wonderful name. We make your name greater. You are an awesome God. There is no one like you, Lord. No one compared to you, oh God. You are magnificent in all your ways. You have been so good to me, Lord. I cannot even express it all. And I bless your name, God, for your name is high and lifted up. Your name is worthy of praise. Your name is worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, oh God, worthy of our glory, worthy of our praise, worthy of majesty, worthy of honor, God. Your name is glorious, God. Your name is mighty, God. Your name is everlasting, for everlasting to everlasting, God. You are the same. You are magnificent, God. You are awesome and mighty, God. You are a rock, a strong tower. Compared to you. Yes, God, I worship you, God, this morning. I give you, oh God, an offering to you, sweet nothings in your ear, God, for the limited vocabulary that I have this day. I give you all the praise. I give you all the glory. Hallelujah. I give you all the honor because I'm nothing without you, God. Hallelujah.
Oh, God, heaven and earth will pass away, but God, you will last forever. Your word will last forever. Your promises will last forever. God, I want to say thank you. Hallelujah. Glory to your wonderful name for this day that you have made. Thank you for another opportunity to come before your throne of mercy and before your throne of grace. Thank you, God, that I can take time to pray. You tell us in your word that men ought to always pray. I thank you that I have an avenue, a conduit, a direction, about a place to get before you. I thank you, God, that I'm not lost. I'm not wandering. I'm not somewhere in despair. But I thank you, God, that I have a mind to seek after you, a mind to worship and adore you, and a mind to make your name glorious and to make your praises glorious. Because when I bless you, when we open up our mouths and offer unto you a sacrifice of praise, God, you enter into our worship. You enter into our praise. You come in, God, and you make yourself at home in the midst of us, God. So allow us to make our praises glorious to you this morning. We want to make room for you, God, because we are nothing without you, God. We need you desperately today, God, just as much as we needed you yesterday, God, just as much as we needed you last week, God, and just as much as we will need you every single day, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, help us to lay aside sin. Help us to lay aside weight. Help us to lay aside those things that easily beset us and causes us to stray away from you. Help us, oh God, today to forget about those things that are behind us. Oh God, to lay aside those things that cause us to become weak and enamored with the things of this world. God, help us to lay aside those things that we have placed before you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lay aside every idol. Lay aside everything that we have placed before you, God. We don't want to make our children our God, God. We don't want to make our jobs our God, God. We don't want to make anything or put anything before you in the mighty name of Jesus. So God, help us, oh God, today. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, to understand how great you are, how great you desire to be in our lives. Oh God, how you ready to open up windows of blessings to pour out on our behalf, God. Help us, Lord, today to see you in your glory, God, to see how powerful you are. Oh God, to see your presence, oh God, working in our lives each and every day, each and every moment. God, help us. Open up our eyes that we may see, that we may behold the beauty of the Lord, that we may inquire in your temple, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We worship you, Lord, this morning. Oh, God, we bless your name. We magnify your name. We extol your name, for your name is worthy of our honor. You're worthy of our glory. You're worthy of our attention. You're worthy of our adoration. You're worthy to be lifted up. You're worthy to be adored. You're worthy to be praised, God. And so from my lips, Lord, you have ordered praise. You've ordered us. You've made us, oh God, to bless you, to magnify you. You made me, God, as a worshiper, as an instrument of praise. You made me, God. You gave me feet that I might dance before you just like David did. David danced so much, God, that his clothes fell off, God. But it did not matter to him, God. But he said, I will bless the Lord at all times. It didn't matter who was looking at him. It didn't matter what people may have said. But he was enamored, God, because your presence was with him, Lord. Let us make your praises glorious, Lord, that we can help but to bless you, because your presence and your glory will be with us, Lord. Hallelujah. He was so ecstatic because he had returned your presence back unto Israel. Oh, God, we don't want to be disconnected from you, Lord. So, God, let the praises of our King, let it rise among us, God. Oh, God, let the praises of our King, let it rise among us. Let it, oh, God, flow from our lips, God, because you have ordered praise from us. David said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continuously be in my mouth. I will make a joyful noise unto the Lord. He told us to make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands, to serve you, to magnify you. Oh, God, let your praises continuously be in our mouth. We have been exhorted over and over again to bless the God of our salvation, to do it continuously and earnestly, to seek your face, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And as we yield before you, and as we seek your face, God, this morning, we understand that no unclean thing will be able to dwell in thy sight. Oh, God, and so as we continue to bless your name this morning, before we proceed any further, God, if there's anything in us that's unlike you, oh, God, that's unclean, that's unright, God, that's unholy, oh, God, that's not like you, Lord. Take it out of us right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Take out the spirit of doubt, Lord. Take out the spirit of frustration. Take out the spirit of hopelessness. Take out the spirit, oh God, of laziness. Take out the spirit of God of meanness, God. Take out the spirit of God of a lack of integrity, Lord. Take out the spirit of foolishness, God. Take out the spirit of, that's unlike you, God. Everything, oh God, that does not meet your will, oh God, or meet your pleasure, God, or does not please you, God. Take it out of me right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Purge us right now with hyssop, Lord. Create us a clean heart, Lord. And God, oh God, wash us clean. Make us whole. Make us holy before you, God, that we may come before the throne of grace, God, because our cups need to be filled, Lord. We need your anointing. We need your power. We need your presence. We need your glory. And we only can do that, God, if we are clean. From the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet, that's right before you, God, that we may enter into your gates with thanksgiving, God, not just your outer courts, God, but we want to come into your inner courts. Hallelujah. We want to enter into the holies of holies, God, before you, Lord. We want to sit on your throne of mercy, your throne of grace, God, and allow your God, seraphims, oh God, to cover us, oh God, with their wings as we bask in your glory. We'll cry out, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, God. We'll worship and adore you, God. Oh God, if you allow us to enter into your presence, God, to be in your midst, Lord, to be, oh God, in your will. We say not our wills, Lord, but let thine will be done. Let your will be done in our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, because you know the way that I should take. Hallelujah. Glory to your wonderful name, Lord. You know the roads I should take, God. You know the steps I should be making, Lord. Oh, God, I yield to your will, Lord. This is still a part of worship because you are my God. You know, God, everything about me. You know my innermost thoughts in the mighty name of Jesus. You know my thoughts are far off, Lord. So, God, make me like you, Lord. Shape me and mold me to be like you, Lord. I want to reflect your glory. I want to reflect your presence. I want to reflect your anointing, God. I want to be like Moses, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. After he came down from being with you, oh God, after 40 days on that mountain, God, he said, oh God, according to your word, that he had a glow that the people thought that he was a ghost, but he had just spent time with his master. He spent time with the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, God. Oh God, allow us, oh God, to reflect your glory, God, this day. Because we have taken time out this morning, God, to seek your face, God. Light us up even now, God. Let your glory, God, pour out and exude from us. In the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah. We need your glory, God. In the name of Jesus, we long for your glory, God. Nothing else will do. Nothing that this world can offer us can satisfy the presence, oh God, and the ability to abide with an almighty God. So remove things that are unlike you that will cause us not to look back unto you. Remove those things, oh God, and not even remove them. God, let me take that prayer back and let me not make that petition. But Lord, my prayer, oh God, is make my mind right, Lord. Get my mind right that I will submit to your will in every area of my life, Lord. In my home, God, I say yes to your will, Lord, and yes to your way. In my relationship, God, I submit to your will. I say say yes to your will, Lord, and I say yes to your way. On my job, Lord, I say yes to your will. I say yes to your way, and I could submit to you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, for my children, God, I say have your way, Lord. I submit to your will. I submit to your way in the mighty name of Jesus. In my finances, God, I say yes to your will. I say yes to your way, God. I submit to your will, and I submit to your authority. Oh, God, I seek after you the more. And as I seek after you the more, I lay aside my thoughts, oh, God, my carnal thoughts, my selfish ambitions. And, I go where you lead me, and I go, God, where you take me. I say what you would have for me to say because, God, I long for your presence. And I long for you to be in the midst of me. And I long for you to be in my walk and be in my talk and be in my words and be in my actions so that I can boldly declare that I'm letting my light so shine, that I can boldly declare that Jesus still saves, that I can boldly declare that you are still the way, the truth, and the light, that I can boldly declare that it's not me, it's not my power, it's not my might, but it's by the Spirit, it's the Holy Ghost that's working in me, working in my mind, working in my thoughts, working in my action. Holy Ghost, come the more and have your way in the lives and the hearts of your people today. We seek you, God. And when we seek after you the more, God, you can have your way, God. And when we come closer to you, when we draw nearer to thee, God, we see, God, that our ways, oh, God, were not significant, God, or our ways and our thoughts cannot compare to your ways and your thoughts. So, God, order our footsteps today as we offer unto you a sacrifice of praise. God, order our hearts. Guide our hearts. Guide our thoughts. Guide our mind. Guide our thinking. Guide our speaking. God, guide our words. Guide everything about us, God, that the praises of our King, that it will rise among us throughout the day. That as we go throughout this day, we'll lift up your name. We'll magnify your name. We'll glorify your name. We'll offer unto you a praise, oh God, that's comely. I said it before, God, that we have been made to be instruments of praise. David danced before you, oh God, with his two feet, God. We can clap unto the Lord with a loud sound, God. Claps, oh God. Oh God, shake up the devil's atmosphere. It distracts him. It bothers him because we're making a joyful noise unto you, Lord, oh God. We can offer unto you a sacrifice of praise with the fruit of our lips, oh God. We can bless you at all times. We can praise you and magnify you with the fruit of our lips, God. Oh God, we can lift up the holy hands and offer unto you a wave offering, God. There's many ways that you have shaped and formed us to offer you praise. And so, God, with all that's within me, with every instrument that I have, I honor you, Lord, today. I lift my hands. I raise my hands even now. And I surrender to your will, and I submit to your will, and I submit to your way. And as I submit to you, God, I turn my hands, and I offer a cupped hand, God, that I may receive of your goodness, that I may receive of your direction, that I may receive of your anointing, so that your will might be done in my life. We're living in perilous and dangerous times in this day. And, God, we cannot make it on our own, and we cannot make it without you. As we seek after you daily, as we find ourselves daily worshiping you, oh, God, we find that we hunger and thirst after more of you, Lord. We long for more of you as I magnify you, as I glorify you, and as I receive of your goodness, and as I receive of your mercy, God, I feel, God, a need to praise you and to bless you more and more, God. My former pastor, God, Superintendent Watkins, used to say, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, I can't help but to thank him. And when I begin to thank him, I can't help but to go back around and begin to think of all he's done. And it ends up being a cycle of praise because when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, my heart and my soul cries out, hallelujah. I can't help but magnify you, glorify you, because you have done so many wonderful and so many great things, God. You've opened up so many doors, oh God. You made ways out of no way, God. You touched and you healed my body, God. You made, oh God, and opened up things, God, that I needed to be open, God. You have always been a provider. And for that I say thank you. thank you. And not only have you been a provider, God, you have been a way maker. You have been a strong tower. You have been the source of strength, God. You have been the very substance of life. And so every single day, if I could just take time to remember the great things you have done, I can't help but to praise you. And I do find myself doing it, God. I find myself just arbitrarily saying, thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, I glorify you because there's a praise on the inside that I cannot keep to myself, Lord. I can't help but to magnify you and thank you, God, with every single day, every single hour, every single minute, every second of the day that you allow me to make it into, that you allow me to enter in. Oh, God, it's a day that I'm with you, a day that your presence abides with me. A day, a God, a moment, a second, an hour, whatever it may be. I cherish every day. I cherish every minute with you, Lord. I cherish every second with you. Because, God, this may be my last time. And so I lift up my voice and I say, hallelujah. I glorify you, God, today. I thank you, God, for allowing me to see another day. And so, God, we ask that you bless us and order our footsteps on this day. As we seek your face, God, I read this morning, God, that we must submit to you. God, I can't recall the scripture. I read it real quickly, Lord, but the commentary said that as we seek your face, God, as we seek your will to be done in our lives, we understand, we begin to yield to your will, understanding that it can't be our will for us to be successful. It can't be our will, God, for us to have things to go our way all the time, oh God. It can't be our will, but it must be thine will, because you do all things well, God. You work all things together for our good. And so I need you, oh God, to help me to seek you. And as I seek you, God, help me, oh God, to fully and wholly submit to your will. The question was, am I seeking God with all of my heart so I can fully live out his will in my life? Jesus said, if it's at all possible to let this cup pass from me. But then his spirit, his soul submitted to your will. And he said, nevertheless, not my will, but thine will be done. Let your will be done in our lives on this day, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, help us to say yes, God, yes to your will. We say yes even now, Lord, yes to your will, Lord. Yes to your way, God. We seek your face, God, and we yield to you, Lord, in every area of our life, oh God. We say yes to your will because you know the way that we should go, and you know the end that you have for our lives. You, God, your thoughts are far above our thoughts. Your ways are far above our ways. So, God, order our footsteps on this day. For the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And God, I want to be declared good in your presence. I want you to be pleased with me every single day of my life. God, I want you to be glorified in my actions, in my walk, and in my talk. God, I want to walk worthy of the vocation wherewith I have been called. And I have been called out of darkness. Hallelujah. I have been called out of the corners. I have been called out of the back rooms, Lord. I have been called from being covered and being shy and being, God, non-light-like. But, God, you have called me out of darkness into your marvelous light to be a vessel for you, a vessel of honor, God. A vessel, a holy vessel, a vessel of honor, God, and not a vessel of dishonor. You have called me from the back into the front that I may let your light shine, let your light shine, let your holiness shine in me, that I may be a witness to someone today, a witness to someone that needs you, a witness, oh God, to encourage someone, to let them know that Jesus is still the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. I thank you, God, and I magnify your name this day. Order our footsteps, Lord, on this day. Lead us and guide us, God, that we may not lean unto our own understanding, but in all our ways that we may acknowledge you, Lord, so that you may direct our pathways. Direct us, Lord. Take us, oh God, to higher depths, higher heights, and deeper depths in you, in the name of Jesus. The writer of the psalm said, as the deer panteth after the water brook, So does my soul. So does my soul long or pant after thee. That's my desperation this morning. I'm thirsty, God, and only you can quench my thirst, Lord. I'm hungry for more of you, Lord. Only you can satisfy my hunger, God. Nothing else will do. Nothing else will satisfy. Nothing else will quench. Nothing else, oh God, will appeal to me but more of your glory and more of your presence. So help me, oh God, today as I yield to your will and put a yearning and a burning in us the more, Lord. We want to get back into your glory and back into your presence. Oh God, we've gotten a little lazy. I would say this for myself, Lord. I've gotten a little lackadaisical and chasing after you and pressing forward, Lord. But God, I want to press forward in you, God. So help me, oh Lord, today. Push me along the way. Give me the strength that I need, God. Oh God, to chase after you again, God. Renew my strength as I wait upon you now, Lord. Your word promises that they that wait upon the Lord, that ye shall renew their strength, Lord. You are the renewer of your people, God. You are the restorers, oh God, of the breaches, oh God, that have been broken, God. You are the restorer of our lives, oh God. You bless us, oh God, so that we can mount up with wings as eagles, Lord. You allow us to soar, God, so that we'll no longer be weighed down, God, but those things that are not of high standing and not fulfilling your glory, Lord. Help us to soar, oh God, today over those things that have no, oh God, good thing for us, that have nothing to build us up, God. Help us to soar over those that don't like us, those that weigh us down, those that hinder us, those that, oh God, try to lead us astray. We are eagles, oh God, today. And remind us who we are, Lord. You made us to be eagles, to soar, oh God, over our hearts, over our trials, over our tribulations. That don't mean, God, that they're not there. So as we soar, God, we can see them, God, but you can lift us up, oh God. So help us to soar, that even though the trial and the tribulation is there, our minds and our thoughts are on higher things. That eagle is always thinking on higher things. He's not thinking on things that are below, because those things are insignificant to him, because they can't get to him, because you have lifted him up. Lift us up even now, God. Out of the muck and the mire, oh God, of the things of this world, God, that are trying to hold us and bind us and weigh us down and afflict us, God, and then trouble us, oh God, and help us to rise up with wings as eagles, Lord, as we wait upon you, as you open up doors, as you make a way out of no way, as you come when we need you to come, God. You always come right on time, God. Help us to be willing and patient enough to wait on you. Renew our strength. Help us to mount up with wings as eagles. Help us to run and not be weary. Help us to walk and not faint. There's a race that you have set before us, God, on this day. And God, we want to run this race with patience that you have set before us today. The challenges, the obstacles, the things that you have to take me higher today. I'm willing to go through them, God, because they're going to get me higher in you, God. They're going to take me higher in you. They're going to allow me to move forward in you, because there is a higher calling. Thank you, God, that you have something more in store for me, just for today, not tomorrow. Tomorrow will handle tomorrow. Friday will handle Thursday, will handle Thursday. Friday will handle Friday. The rest of the week will handle itself. But God, my focus is just on today, on this day that you have made. Lead us and guide us and direct us, Lord. Grant us favor. Grant us wisdom. Grant us a clear understanding. Open up our eyes that we may see. That we may see you in the beauty of holiness. That we may behold your glory. That we may behold your power. I pray the prayer even now, Lord, as Elisha prayed. He said for his servant Gehazi, open up his eyes that he may see that there is more for us than that there is against us. Open up the eyes of your people today, that even though we may see trouble and see obstacle and see the enemy before us, help and open up our eyes, God, that we may see that greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. You have an army, oh God, that you have right there ready to fight for us if we can just hold on and let you fight the battle. Hold on. Let your will be done in our lives. Hold on. Let your power be manifested in our lives, that you may take us higher, Lord, and that you may make us stronger. So as we present our bodies this morning as a living sacrifice, we want to put out some petitions, oh God, that have been placed on our website and submitted to us, and petitions, oh God, that have been sent to us, oh God, in different various forms. God, we call out the name of Sister Connie Coulter this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. She has several petitions on the website, God, that she's looking for you to make a way. God, I want you to give her peace, oh God, that only the peace that you can give, the peace that not the world gives, but that you give unto us, the peace, the understanding that, God, that you are in control, the peace and understanding to know, God, that you will make a way out of no way, the peace and understanding to say that my God shall supply all of my needs. God, the petition to say, oh, God, that I am great because God has made me great. God, give her, oh, God, a peace that surpasses all understanding. And grant her the desires of her heart, God, for her to be a light, God. Thank you for the word on Sunday to compel us to let our light so shine before men that they may see our good works, but to give you the glory and the honor and the praise. Only you can make us shine bright. Only you can take empty and earthen and filthy vessels and clean them up, oh God, for them to be vessels of honor and vessels, oh God, of worthy of your usage and worthy, oh God, to be lifted up and adored. God, only you can do that. Only you can take something that's unclean and make it clean and make it meet for the master's hand. So make your light shine in her right now. Encourage her heart even now. Encourage her mind, God. Let her think on those things that are lovely, those things that are pure, those things that are just. That as you work on her petition, as you bring it to fruition, Lord, as you save in her home, as you make her a light in her home, so that her light will draw those that are in the field of sin, fields of sin, back unto you. Encourage her to hold on, to remain steadfast, to remain unmovable, to always be about your work. Knowing that when we work for you, that labor is not in vain. She has petitions for this upcoming week as well. You know the desires of our hearts, but God, our prayer is that your will might be done. You know the way that we should take. You know the pathways we should go. So let your will be done and help us to submit to your will and say yes to your will, God. Because whatever you have in store, God, is greater than our minds can even fathom. Because you do things that blow our mind. You do more, you do things greater than we can even ask for or even think of. You do that. We can't even compare our thoughts to the great things that you have in store for your people. So help us to take the days one day at a time, Lord, and appreciate your greatness and your awesomeness and the beauty of you. Each and every day, and you will handle the tasks and the things that you have before us. You will handle them every single day. And then we pray for Sister Brenda Logan, Lord. We pray for Brother Michael, Lord, petitions that have been on the website, God, people who have asked for prayer, salvation in their family, salvation in their homes. I pray for Mother McCowan's healing, Lord, for the still bothering her, Lord. I plead the blood right now. Your blood washes, your blood makes whole, your blood heals, your blood delivers, your blood sets free, your blood, you're still the balm, you're still that balm in Gilead, Lord, you are still a healer, you are still a provider, you're still a way maker, God, we believe you, God, by your stripes, God, we can declare our healing. So my petition has not ended, God, I'm looking for healing, Lord, in her foot, in her body, I'm looking for healing even now. We call out the name of Fanny Tate, God, my aunt, Lord, and my uncle, Lord, Matt Thomas, Lord. Touch their bodies, healing in their bodies. Salvation in the family, Lord. Oh, God. And God is praising God. My cousin, God, is constantly putting in gratitudes or words of gratitude to you about the great things that you're doing in the life of the family. Even in the midst of sickness in the family, God, she's continuously finding herself praising you, God. And let that spirit of praise stir up in the midst of the entire family, Lord. that souls might be saved, that someone might say, what must I do to have that joy that you have? Help us to be, oh God, victorious overcomers, Lord, witnesses for you, light for you. And then we have the other petitions, God, missionary Howard's co-worker, God, having received the update on her, but we pray for her, oh God, even now, God. Help her to not give up the fight, but help her to continue to seek your face, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. You can heal, God, whatever sickness there may be in her foot, Lord, that is causing the doctors to want to remove the foot, God. You can make a way. Miracles, signs, and wonders, God, is our desire for you to perform in our midst. Have your way even now, God. Touch her even now. And then missionary Lysandra Miller, Lord, thank you for allowing her to come fellowship with us. But God, she has made some petitions, oh God, that we pray that your will might be done in her life, that you will grant her favor, Lord, that you will open up doors, oh God, that you will give her the peace that she needs, oh God, to overcome the situation, to go through the situation that's going on in her life, God. She didn't give us specifics, oh God, but you know, God, you know the prayer, you know the petition, you know the need, Lord. And so we place her before you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Guide her heart, Lord. Give her peace that surpasses all understanding, God. Grant her the desires of her heart. You said when we chase after you, God, you will give us the desires of our hearts, Lord. Let it line up with you. Give her strength. Anoint her even now. And grant her favor. Give her petition, Lord. Let it be a petition of praise. Petition of victory. That we won't, there won't be any regrets, God. But that all the glory and all the honor will be thine. However you do, however you fulfill, however you make the way. And then we call out the name of Bishop Ted Thomas, Lord. We pray your blessings on him on this day. That you would continue to strengthen him, my pastor. That you would continue to bless him. That you continue to give me the capability to undergird him, to hold up his arms, to continue to pray for him, to continue to pray for strength for him, that you could continue to pray for long life, good health, Lord. Bless him even now. I call out the name of Mother Charletta Thomas, and Mother Towns, Lord. Bless them today. The pastors of the Great Northern District, Superintendent Campbell, Pastor Pruitt, Lord, Pastor Hackett, Lord, Pastor Satterfield, Pastor Hawkins, Pastor Hackett, Pastor Cork, Pastor Clyette, Pastor Cornick, Pastor Cooley, Lord. Pray for my friends, God, Pastor Brian Jones, Pastor Herschel Chenault, Pastor Samuel Metcalf, Lord. Pray for my brothers, oh God. Pastor Quentin Battle, Lord. Those that are laboring in the vineyard, Lord. We pray for each and every pastor in this city, in this state, God, across this nation. And then we call out the names of Praise Center Church. Lady Yolinda McCowan. Mother Evelina Dean McCowan. Sister Diamond Star. Brother Eric McCowan. Brother Sister Crystal McCowan. Brother Aaron McCowan. Missionary Myrna Howard, Lord. Sister Connie Coulter, Lord. Her children, the babies, Lord. We pray for those, oh God, that still have membership here, but we have not seen. Touch their hearts, Lord. Give them no rest. Let them know, God, where they should be at. And if it's your desire, God, to take them somewhere, let them be accountable, Lord. Because you have called for us to be accountable. You say, submit yourself. Obey them that have rule over you. And submit yourself so they watch for your soul. Let them get no rest, Lord, until they get themselves in right standing before you. Bless us this day. Keep us in the heart of your hand and in the center of your will. We worship you, Lord. We adore you. We magnify your name. Daily I shall worship you. Daily we shall worship and adore you, God. We shall make your name glorious in this place. And we give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. We give you all the praise. It's in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus we pray this morning. Amen and amen.